Ye shall receive power. April 18. Sanctified through the Word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The burden of Jesus' request was that those who believed on him might be kept from the evil of the world and sanctified through the truth. He does not leave us to vague surmising as to what the truth is, but adds, Thy word is truth. The word of God is the means by which our sanctification is to be accomplished. It is of the greatest importance, then, that we acquaint ourselves with the sacred instruction of the Bible. It is as necessary for us to understand the words of life as it was for the early disciples to be informed concerning the plan of salvation. We shall be inexcusable if, through our own negligence, we are ignorant of the claims of God's word. God has given us his word, the revelation of his will, and has promised the Holy Spirit to them that ask him, to guide them into all truth, and every soul who honestly desires to do the will of God shall know of the doctrine. The world is full of false teaching, and if we do not resolutely search the Scriptures for ourselves, we shall accept its errors for truth, adopt its customs, and deceive our own hearts. The doctrines and customs of the world are at variance with the truth of God. Those who seek to turn from the service of the world to the service of God will need divine help. They will have to set their faces like a flint toward Zion. They will feel the opposition of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and will have to go contrary to the spirit and influences of the world. Since the time when the Son of God breasted the haughty prejudices and unbelief of mankind, there has been no change in the attitude of the world toward the religion of Jesus. The servants of Christ must meet the same spirit of opposition and reproach, and must go without the camp, bearing his reproach. The mission of Jesus was demonstrated by convincing miracles. His doctrine astonished the people. It was not the contradictory jargon of the scribes, full of mysticism, burdened with absurd forms and meaningless exactions, but it was a system of truth that met the wants of the heart. His teaching was plain, clear, and comprehensive. The practical truths he uttered had a convincing power and arrested the attention of the people.